There has been a series of attacks on NATO supply convoys in Pakistan, carrying fuel for troops in neighboring Afghanistan. Isabel Coleman is a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. We asked her about the situation in Pakistan and the recent spate of raids.
The attacks, you know, have started really since the border crossing was closed. And the border crossing was closed because by the Pakistani government, because this was a response to NATO attacks inside Pakistan on militants there that also have killed civilians and recently killed a number of Pakistani soldiers. And so, this really inflames Pakistani public opinion. The government's under a lot of pressure to, you know, respond in some way, and the response that they've done is to close the border. So now you have literally hundreds of tankers lined up at the border, and they're sitting ducks, in effect, and you've seen a rise in insurgent attacks against them.
Is the situation in Pakistan and Afghanistan worsening?
Well, I don't see any signs that it's really getting better. We've seen isolated cases where an increase of troops has cleared the area of insurgents, a counterinsurgency strategy of clear, hold, and build. You've seen some of that in some areas, but the building has been pretty slow, and the clearing has been a lot harder than I think the U.S. anticipated. I'm thinking in particular of Marja right now. And we've got a little bit of whack-a-mole going on. You hit them in one place, and they dissipate into the countryside, and it seems like things are better, but then they pop up in another part of the country, causing more trouble. I don't think that we're necessarily that we've reached bottom at this point.
You had mentioned the trucks that are lined up there on the border. Do you think the trucks should turn around and leave the area?
Well, they are making many of them do just that because they recognize that it's a real, you know, rich target for insurgents. So they are turning trucks back and trying to clear the area. But the Pakistani government has also said that they will reopen the border at some point. You know, they're just trying to assuage a very angry public opinion at this point.
Isabel Coleman, a senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations in New York. I'm Susan Yockey in Washington.